The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Susan Graham. This lovely young woman started cleaning homes in December 2018 in Zionsville, Indiana. Start off solo, working for friends and family. One thing leads to another. She explodes. She's got five helpers. She's now managing and trying to get out of cleaning. Did I lie, miss anything, or is that the short version of Susan Graham?
That's it.
All right. Well, before we dive into cleaning, tell me a little bit about you and what brought you into cleaning and what you think of it so far.
Well, I've changed my career like probably 8 to 10 times in my whole life. So I lost a job, a corporate job back in 2018. I tried insurance for like 6 months and it wasn't my thing. And so then I started cleaning for my sister, and one thing led to another, you know, referrals, that kind of thing. And I just enjoyed it so much more than the corporate thing. I couldn't make myself go back to the corporate world.
Having to make yourself go back, always a not a great indicator. So cool. I'm glad that you're able to follow your dream. And how's the, I don't want to get super personal, but is it paying worse than, same than, or better than your corporate job?
Probably about the same. It's not the worse than. It's if anything, it's better because the money, it's just the whole combination of not just the money. It's more time with my husband who's retired. Well,
that's what I was going to ask next. Are you working more or less? But it sounds like the pay is similar, a little more, a little less, but it's not way more, way less. So similar. How's the time?
Yeah, I'm managing it. The time is so much better because I'm only working part-time.
And for everybody out there, if I could take twice the money and twice the hours or the same money for half the hours, I'll take the same money for half the hours every time. Beautiful. Well, what's going on in your world? How can I help and make your life a little better, Susan?
I feel like, well, this last year, I've literally been hiring people kind of as I go. And I've been listening to your podcast and stuff and trying to do some of these things on my own. And I just keep struggling with how to estimate these initial deep cleans, because we do require an initial deep clean on the residential before we go into the scheduled maintenance cleanings. And I feel like no matter how hard I try, I'm like underbidding them. And then the people are mad if we go over the hours, you know, and it's frustrating.
So first of all, I love that question. We've talked about it kind of in the coaching several times, and I don't know, guessing I've done it on a podcast at some point, but it's been a while. So happy to revisit. Just in case. So as per many, if not most things in not just the cleaning business, but business, I think we kind of first and foremost start with how we look at things. And then once that's square, the what we do becomes, I don't say obvious, but a lot clearer and easier to make sense. So let's start with kind of how we look at the whole concept of getting started with a client. And then I think once we get to hear some options of how to do it, you're like, oh, that makes perfect sense. So first and foremost, I would consider, I'm not saying you're right or wrong, I'm just saying I would be open to anytime you make a barrier for your client to join you, like we require an initial deep clean, I would just kind of go back to, well, why are we doing that? Is it helping us? Is it helping them? Is it really a requirement? What happens if we don't do that? So, for us, the way we do our business, and I coach similar stuff, is we give as much value as we can for free. And then by the time they come to us, they're like, holy heck, this guy's been great. You know, look how much better my life is just listening to the podcast. Imagine if I was a client. What that might look like in the cleaning world would be, and I'm not saying you have to do this, but just to do an apples to apples comparison, hey, let me do a free clean for you. And if that makes your life better, you can give us the opportunity to give you a recurring bid. And if you like the recurring bid, we'll become a client. So the barriers to entry are very low. Anytime you're like, hey, you've got to do this and jump through that hoop and whatever, I'm not saying that can't be good. We're very selective about who we work with as well, but you just have to make sure the hoops are there for a reason. So my guess is when you say, hey, we require a deep clean before we start the maintenance cleaning, what you're really saying is we want to make sure we're all on the same page with expectations of how this starts. And we want to start on the right foot. Am I putting words in your mouth, or is that?
That's it. Okay. That's it. Cause I tried it initially without the deep clean, and then I could never catch the house up.
So just that little story, that two sentence story, or one sentence story you told is a great way to start. So as opposed to, Hey, Susan, we won't even touch your house unless we get to do a deep clean first. And that's $300. You might go, can I just tell you, share a story of some of our experience? We've started people and man, we don't start with a deep clean. It's so frustrating because I feel like we can never catch up. All of a sudden now I've moved from, I've got this policy, you know, we reserve the right to refuse service to anybody, which I'm like, I just got here, to, you know, we had someone come in that acted poorly and it was upsetting the other guests. So we had to ask him to leave. Like, oh, well now I understand. See what I'm saying? We kind of shifted from, hey, shut up, sit down, do what I tell you, to I'm good at this and I have some experience and let me show you how we can get you the best result. So from a mindset point, we want to move from, I've got this policy, which may even be a good policy. I'm not even saying the policy is bad. It's just the ability to reserve the right to refuse service to anyone is a good policy, but a big sign is kind of like, I just got here and want to buy something. Do I have to be told? You know what I'm saying? Like maybe the sign's not the best way to go. So I would, there's a couple ways to go about it. And the cool thing is I always try to do what I can to come from the customer's point of view. So a lot of what we teach is selling to their pain and not to what we do. So a lot of what we sell is we want to clean. So we clean and we clean better than anyone. We clean baseboards and we do dusting and all the other cleaners suck, but we don't suck. We're the best cleaners. And Susan's laughing because you're like, I would never do that. That's all my stupid competitors. but what they really want is someone to understand them and hear them. So we coach to when you have the sales process, like, tell me about that and what makes you crazy. And when, man, I see you're frustrated. You talk about them not dusting. How does that make you feel? How does that affect your life? Why is that a big deal to you, Susan? And once we have that relationship, I'm going to want to continue. Susan, like, oh my God, finally someone will listen to me and cares about me, as opposed to just, you know, and you might say something like, I don't know, my husband's mom comes over and every time she touched the baseboards, I want to punch somebody and they're always dusty. And now I've got some real pain and I can really be like, oh, she has a problem with her mother-in-law, not this baseboard. Let me see if I can help make her feel better. Now the solution I'm giving is her having a better relationship with her mother-in-law, which is a much bigger deal than dirty baseboards or whatever it may be. Or I just feel like I grew up in a place that was filthy and, you know, now I want a clean house. When I see those baseboards, it makes me feel like when I was in my childhood. There's 1,000 answers they could give you. They're much more compelling than the baseboards are dusty, which is what they're going to say. So once we kind of start with that consultative problem solution, as opposed to, hey, you have money and I want it. Give me some money and I'll clean real good. Right. We kind of get into the, what's going on? Is there a problem that you have that I can solve better than anyone else? And if so, I'm going to solve the crap out of it for you. Okay. If not, I'll see if I can still help you go a different direction, but I am here to solve your problem, make your life better. And of course, if we end up doing that together, there'll be some sort of money exchanged, but that I'm not here for that. I'm here to help you solve, to A, help you get clear on your problem, B, get me clear so I know how to help you, and then I'll try and help you. And if me or our company B is part of that solution, that's great. That'll be fantastic. And if it's not, that'll be okay too. So once we kind of come from there, now this initial cleaning is just a continuation of that conversation. So instead of me going, hey, you owe me $300 for us to come in here and clean this thing, I might go, so Susan, we found the first cleaning is, you know, takes like, you know, typically we, you know, just takes 2 or 3. I don't like getting into hours and details, right? We want to solve problems in the heart, not in their head of, we'll be here for 2.5 hours and we'll do this and we'll take out 2.5 trash cans. You know, none of that crap. We want to really solve an emotional problem, not a logical problem. So, I want to stay out of the, well, we're going to be here for 2.5 hours per cleaning, but this cleaning is a 7-hour cleaning, but sometimes it goes up to 9 hours. Like that's not, we just want them to be like, I'm going to come home and feel happy. That's what I'm selling.
Exactly.
I don't care about the, like, well, let me tell you about the kind of chemicals we use. And these rags are better than those rags, and microfiber, like that backpack vacuum versus, like, they don't care about it. They're like, that's our problem. Right. Like if I was enrolling you into our program, I wouldn't be, just so you know, Tracy does this and the calls are this long. You'd be like, I don't care. You're like, can you help me grow my business? That's all you want to know. Right. About. Yeah, everything else is for me. And we need to be about you. So I would just tell a story and go, hey, Susan, when we're just getting started off, oftentimes it takes us a little bit to get it up to what we consider our standard, but sometimes that's not your standard, right? So for us in our coaching, if you want to, perfect example, when we started the conversation of how's your money? You're like, you know, the money's about the same, but I don't care about that. I'm just working less. Well, I might be like, well, if we don't double your business, we haven't failed. We haven't succeeded you. So you have to double your business. But that's crazy, right? If you're like, I want to make the same money. I just don't want to work anymore.
Right.
Not my job to judge and be like, wrong. You need to, like, okay, I'll help you do, or I won't, right? If we don't know how to help people save time, we only know how to make money, then I'll say, oh, that's awesome. Let me help you find a coach that can do that. I'm just not your guy. But I'm certainly not going to judge your thing. Like, stupid, you have to make more money. Like, but I don't, I'm an adult woman. I can do what I want. Right. So first and foremost, I'm going to go, is the owner of a cleaning company. I get nutty about it. It's got to be perfect right off the bat. And if that's how you feel, let's figure out how we can make that happen. And if you're like, oh my gosh, no, it looks fine. There's nothing to catch up at all. In the secret, in the background for the next first 2 or 3 months, I'll get it caught up, but you don't have to worry about all that. See how now it kind of gives them the space to share what they want. And it's like, I'm happy. What do you mean catch? Because again, there's also embedded in that you're living in your own filth and you're dumb for making a decision to live like that, right? Like that's what I'm effectively telling you, which isn't, and to solve it, I'm going to charge you money because you're a filthy pig, right? Like, I'm like,
a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so disgusting. The regular amount we charge isn't enough. You're such a disgusting mess. We need to quadruple that. Like there's just emotion. And I know you're not saying that, but some part of them is hearing, you don't know how to keep your house. You're a filthy mess.
Okay.
That makes sense. Because you're a bad part. And again, most people that are doing this have some sort of identity tied up in this, right? I'm a mom. I'm a wife. This is my job. I'm somehow less than because of this.
And
we're trying to help them with that. And they'll be like, you come into my coaching program, like, oh my God, you are so stupid. I'm going to have to charge you double. Your business is far worse than others that we take care of. You're disgusting. This is a mess. How could you let yourself get in the situation? I have to charge you double. You'd be like, I don't think I like you. I might need your help, but I don't want it. Like this, please leave. You know, that's going to be, it's not going to make you feel great. It's not going to help me help you. And it's not going to go forward. So
that makes sense.
If I just said, hey, you got a long ways to go. And the good news is for you, there's a ton of opportunity. Some people, you know, there's not much, but man, I really think we can help you. So it might take a little longer than most folks, but you're committed, right? Like I'm going to do it in a way that protects who you are and your identity. I'm not going to just come out like, hey, you filthy pig. It's going to be more because you're a mess. And again, what I think I might be like, oh my gosh, you only make, and I have no idea what you're making. So please, no one listening think I'm saying what Susan makes. I have no idea, but let's say you're making 50 grand. I'm like, are you kidding me? You should be making 300. Like, you're like, but that's not, if you're happy with 50, what, I don't get a vote. Right. So if I see your house, I'm like, oh my God, this is a pigsty. I've got to get it up to snuff. And you're like, I'm happy here. I don't even jam that down your throat. Now, if it's a hoarding situation and there's human feces all over the wall and you're like, I refuse to clean this. That's like you, I'm not going to be a jerk about it. I go, you're disgusting. I won't even clean. But I might go, this is requires a specialist. I'm not that specialist. Let me see if I can get you in touch with someone who can really sort you out. So I'm just going to reframe it from, I have got to get you up to snuff, which has a lot of implied stuff to oftentimes when we start, there's a way that we think the house should look. And it takes us a while to get that. And if you're okay with that taking 2 or 3 or 4 months, don't you worry. We'll get it up. Just give us a minute. If you're like, no, that's part of the problem why you're here. I don't like it. And I want to get fixed right away. That's no problem. We can do it. It's just going to take a little extra money. That is a $400 charge off the bat. We can even break it up after your first 2 payments. But you see how now I'm coming to solve their problem as opposed to selling.
And it's not so overwhelming price-wise or time-wise.
Or judgment-wise, right? Because you think this place is a mess. I get to get up to snuff. They're thinking, this is the best that's looked in 2 weeks and you really hurt my feelings. Right?
I never thought about it that way. That's true. They could have cleaned before I got there too.
Right. Or even if it is a cleaner, now you're going, you dummy, you can't even pick a good cleaner. This place is disgusting. You paid for this? What, are you stupid? Like people have that like, oh, I'm super cagey. Mike, here's what I do. When I'm walking around the house, I very subtly, I put my hand where it's dusty and I look at it with disgust and I trick them. And so I'm like, yeah, you're basically going, that's exactly what their mother-in-law does. That's exactly why they called you. You're doing that same thing, trying to make them feel like garbage. But why? Why would we do that to someone that called to help? You know what I'm saying? That would be like, I don't tell your P&L stupid. I just look at it and go, oh, geez. Wow. This is, wow. Who did this? And you're, why would I make you feel terrible? You acknowledge you need some help and you like some help. Why am I sticking it to you? Right now, if you're fighting me and you're like, this P&L is great. You know, I've only lost $5,000 this month. We're going to have to I'm going to have to be a little honest to give you the help that you need. But if you're calling for help and you recognize you need help, I don't need to be passive aggressive about it. Right.
Okay.
To what end? To teach you a lesson, to be like, you should have hired me. These people suck. Like you think you're putting your competition down, which is still not, and I'm not saying you would do this, but people think they're putting their competition down, which A, not classy. You're like, well, I didn't say anything. I just wiped my finger. Like, come on. It's passive aggressive. Don't do that. And B, you're not, you're putting them down because who picked their competition? Or maybe they cleaned it. Or maybe it's their brother-in-law or sister-in-law or, you know what I'm saying? Like there's no need, right? So if they come for help, I'm just going to talk with them about their help. The cool thing is if they're actually in pain and I can solve their pain, I don't need to like manipulate them or do anything cagey. Right? I could just help them. And if they don't see their pain, I'm not going to fight it. Right. If you came to me for coaching and you're like, I'm going to be honest, my business is great. I'm so happy. I'm not going to be like, come on, it sucks. Really? You got to buy my coaching. I'm going to go, good for you, Susan. If you're saying your business is great, here's my coaching. I'll give it to you for free. Keep doing what you've been doing because it's getting you what you want to get. And if you go, well, to be honest, I could blah, 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 blah. Okay, now we'll talk. But if you're like, thanks, I'm great. What am I, sell you coaching? You know what I'm saying? So if they're happy with their clean, they wouldn't have called you out if they're happy with their clean. What are they, called you out to invite a stranger to their home just so how clean it is? Like, obviously I have a problem. So anyway, does that help answer the question in terms of?
Yeah, it does. It just basically puts it back into the problem solving mode instead of we're going to charge you X for this deep clean.
That we think you need, that we've unilaterally decided you need.
Yeah. You're right. That's a good idea. I like that.
I'm actually going to re-go back on an example I gave. If I was looking at your P&L, was a complete mess. I could say, hey, this might take 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months for us to sort out, but I've got an accountant on staff or something. This is all made up. We don't have that. That, you know, she can get you sorted out like this month, probably just cost an extra $500. But if you're like, hey, I didn't pay for that, that's totally cool. It's just probably gonna take you 3 or 4 or 5 months. So what makes sense for you? See how now we're together and I'm kind of, how can we help solve your problem?
And make it workable for both parties. Okay. That makes sense.
You might go, is that bad? What 6 months? I think it looks fine now. Right. And then you're like, okay. Because you're like, owner of a cleaning company, oh, I'm going to get it fixed up behind her back over time. Fine, you can do that. But if she feels it's good, it's good. So a lot of times we want to solve, and I get that a lot. People are like, oh, I spend 27 hours cleaning and they don't want to pay for it. It's like, well, then don't spend 27 hours cleaning. Right? Like, okay. You got to kind of get what they need, not what you feel they need.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Cool. All right. Any other questions, comments, rude remarks, or you feel like you got what you need?
I think that was pretty much my main pain point lately.
Cool. Well, cool. So Cleaning Nation, hopefully that was super helpful. And again, the one thing I want you to get, if you kind of stuck with us through this whole thing, you're like, I didn't really have that problem. Typically it's not what you're doing. It's how you're thinking about the problem. So if you notice, yeah. I promise you, I tell you exactly what to do, but I didn't even need to. Once we look at the problem, right, you were like, oh, I think I shouldn't say right. But once we look at a problem in an effective kind of way that's consistent with, I'm guessing who you are, right? I'm guessing you're not a person like, screw you, shut up. I need your money. You need to do this. Just small decisions came to where that was the policy that you had. But once you looked at the policy, you're like, that's not really congruent with what I'm trying to do here with this company or with life. It's very easy. You don't even need my coaching to tell you what to do. You're like, oh, I know what to do. I just need to know how to look at it. So for those of you Clean Nation that are like, that was stupid. It didn't help me. Just take whatever problem you look at and go, how could I look at it in a way that would be more effective for me, my client, as opposed to what exactly do I need to do and how should I charge and blah, blah, blah. That said, if you're like, I still don't like it, I want you to tell me exactly what to do. We have a whole podcast for that. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can get, there's like 700 podcasts, many of which are very tactical and none of this mindset crap that you don't want anyway. Everything that you need to grow your cleaning company is at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share it with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.